At a time when investors are confronted with market volatility and a variety of challenges fueled by the uncertainty of inflation, unsettled geopolitical tensions, and economic pressures, Justin Klein and Steve Peasley stand ready to take your finance and investment questions and share their unbiased answers. This is InvestTalk, independent thinking, shared success. InvestTalk is made possible by KPP Financial, a registered investment advisor firm serving clients throughout the United States. The clarity for your path forward starts now. Here is KPP Financial President, Financial Advisor Steve Peasley.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Invest Talk. It is Tuesday, September 27th, 2022. And that means there's only three more trading days left in the third quarter. Then we'll move into the fourth quarter. I don't think any of us will have any problems getting away from the third quarter. It has not been a good one for the market. In fact, the first and second quarters weren't that good. We had a move up in June, but now we're retesting and in some cases breaking below those old lows we had before the June rally. So we're moving in October, the fall season, and yes, everybody enjoys the holidays, and usually the holidays bring happier times to the market, but we'll see how it does this year. Anyways, if you're confident that you're paying attention to your portfolio, you should take some comfort that we are moving away from the summer months because they are tough. They usually are more difficult. I'm Steve Peasley. I'm here today on radio and program podcasts to help you make the most of your portfolio strategy and decisions. In fact, I look forward to doing this Invest Talk podcast and radio show when I get to do it. I'm trading off with Justin Klein. So I appreciate all your investment questions. Anything financial, we'll talk about. And the phone number never changes. It's always the same. You can call me right now. It's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and the number is 888-99-CHART. 888-99-CHART. So I've got a pretty big load of material to get through today. And my focus point concerns, could an oil supply shock be imminent? Oil supply shock be imminent. In other words, are we running out of oil? Let me rephrase that. We're not running out of oil. We're running out of a supply for the time being. And we'll talk about why, okay, because I think it's important that we get to it. And if we have time, I want to talk about other things. We had some interesting stats out today, statistics, economic statistics, so I want to get to them, some of those anyways. Social Security is slowly running out of money again. Isn't it always been running out of money? Seems like it has. So we'll talk about Jeff Bezos' backed real estate company is still on buying spree for single-family home units. So how can we, you can participate in this if you wanted to. And I want to talk about Roth IRA contribution and income limits. You know, there's rules, and sometimes they get a little confusing, so I looked up the rules today, and I thought I'd go over some of them with you, just so, because I get questions every so often, and it seems like I get a lot more questions these days. So I want to make sure we all understand the Roth IRA issues. If we can get to those things, that's what we're going to discuss. Time permitting, of course. And I do see we have caller voice bank questions ready to play. One is about I-bonds and one's about DraftKings. Also on the docket today, my trivia question, it has to do with fighting inflation. That's coming up at the halfway point, as it usually does. So I've got a pretty full planned day episode for you. But, you, of course, you drive the show where you want to with your calls. So I'm waiting and wanting live calls, 888-99-CHART. The market was mixed today after being down for quite some time over the last few weeks. The Dow was down 126. The market started up in the morning, but didn't say that way. The Dow, as I said, ended up being down 126 points. The NASDAQ was up 27 points. And the S&P 500 was down 8 points. So it's more of a down day, continuing the days we have. It looks like it wants to break below it, meaning the market indices, wants to break below the old lows, and that would be called support. It wants to break below support, and we'll see where it goes if it does, and it looks like it's trying. So let's get to our first caller question today.
Hi, Stephen, Justin. This is Kevin calling from La Crescenta. I have a question regarding syndication deals, kind of like crowdfunding investments into real estate. Over the past 8 to 10 years, I've invested in these syndication deals where you join in with other investors, with a sponsor or manager, and they buy multifamily buildings that are not reaching their maximum investment and return potential. You know, they make improvements, they improve rents, deals, and then they have a kind of an out of anywhere between 3 to 5 years, which these have done very, very well for me in the past. I'm just wondering what your outlook on these types of investments are going forward. I know, again, it depends on the managers and how well they make their deals, but just overall in that space, what are your thoughts?
Well, if you wanted to be in real estate, that's one of the ways you can get into it and not be too expensive and too involved with managing the property yourself. And I think there's nothing wrong with that, but those are long-term deals. They're not short-term. When I say long-term, 10, 15, 20, 30 years. And so you stay in them forever and ever and ever and ever. And when you get out, you want to get out when the real estate market's hot. And the real estate market is not hot right now. It's not bad. But as interest rates rise, real estate prices are going down. So the only thing you need to worry about is how if you're going to get out, how do they evaluate it? Because a lot of those are private deals, and they're very, you know, they tell you what it's worth, right? Every month you get a statement. When it actually tries to sell your position, you don't have a buyer for it on your side, and so you may not get your full potential worth. So you might want to check that out. But I long term, I have no problem with them in principle. I do not. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I really do. We're headed into a break. I welcome your finance and investment questions, and you can do it right now. No questions too simple or too complex, as long as it's financial. You get to set the agenda. Call InvestTalk, 888-99-CHART.
Why do listener questions make InvestTalk better?
Which of these would you recommend?
Because each caller presents fresh questions in their voice.
I was curious if you still think aluminum has a ways to go from here.
When do I know the right time to take profits?
Should I be looking for an exit? Should I be holding here?
And listeners instinctively realize that InvestTalk uniquely offers a welcome dose of investing satisfaction.
I think you have a terrific show, and I've learned a whole lot.
Hey, guys, love your show. I've been listening for several years now, and I've learned a lot.
Justin Klein and Steve Peasley understand what investors need and want.
I would look at it from a tax perspective. If there's no tax implications, move on, find better ways to use that money.
I'm going with the odds. I think a half position now would at least get you in it and get you watching it so you won't lose track of it.
Don't forget to call InvestTalk, 888-99-CHART. InvestTalk is made possible by KPP Financial, where InvestTalk hosts and KPP principals Steve Peasley and Justin Klein practice parallel investing. That means Steve and Justin's accounts participate with client investments at equal prices and percentages. You can learn more about parallel investing at investtalk.com. The phone lines are open. Steve and Justin welcome your questions. Call now. 888-99-CHART.
Hey guys, I got a quick question for you about I-bonds. I have heard you speak of them on the show before, and I had someone recently tell me that they were paying 9% annually. you could put up to $10,000 a year per person. I'm just curious if that information is true. Also, I don't know where the first place to begin to look to purchase one of those would be. I do all my trading of stocks on Vanguard, and I wouldn't think that's something I could get through Vanguard, but I have absolutely no idea. So I'm just curious about everything you might know about I-bonds, where to get them to the details of them themselves. Appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Okay, yeah, you're limited as an individual to, I think, $10,000 worth of I-bonds. You can buy them directly from the Treasury Department. I think it's called Treasury Direct. Someone's going to have to help me with that. I'm not sure. I think it's called Treasury Direct. You can search it on the internet. You can't buy them through a brokerage mutual fund account through Vanguard. They'll sell you a Vanguard I-bond fund, but that's not the same as actually owning the bonds themselves. So you can buy more through if you're married. There's rules. I talked about it a few week or two ago about some of the rules on I-bonds and how to try to get a bigger supply of them. But you're kind of limited. They don't let you buy a lot. But the facts that you gave about their yield is correct, about 9%. They pay a flat yield for 6 months, and then every 6 months, they add to that flat yield the inflation rate. Okay? So obviously, inflation rate is really high. Now, if the inflation rate starts to head downward, they'll take away. You know, it'll go down. So it's not static. It changes every 6 months. But, you know, good call. Appreciate the question. 888-99-CHART, everybody, 888-992-4278. My focus point concerns the story behind the odd question, could an oil supply shock be imminent? Could it be? Because oil demand remains pretty high, pretty resilient, even in the face of a multitude of challenges, and prices over 100 bucks a barrel doesn't seem to slow or curb any significant way the demand. But you're having problems with supply. Obviously, you got the Russian thing, right? They're trying to squeeze or limit Russian's oil on the marketplace. And OPEC has fallen behind by 3.5 million barrels on its output goals. It's falling behind. Then you add in our, meaning the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve, that we've been draining and putting that oil on the market. Okay, well, here we are. What doesn't that mean if that supply and demand is out of whack? Because we're trying to artificial put supply. Remember, the Strategic Petroleum Reserve is supposed to be for strategic purposes, and we're down the lowest it's ever been in, I don't know, 30, 40 years. I mean, long time. Long time. And you got to resupply that. Where's that oil going to come by? Where is it going to come from? And, of course, you have a Congress and president that's not willing to press the oil supplies higher. They're not really there. They're more restricting. They want clean energy. So you got an American that might be able, we are supplying more than we have, but it's only at the margins. No big push to get more oil, and Europe needs it. It sounds like, feels like a shortage is coming. That's what it sounds and feels like. Now, how could that change? It could change. It could change with a world economic slowdown, sharp slowdown of economics worldwide. Remember, we mean the U.S. We really make have enough oil to supply our own needs, really, but we don't have enough to refine. We don't have a refining capacity. We don't. We have to send that out. We don't have enough. So there's all kinds of pressures pushing and shoving, and you got Congress, you know, yelling at the oil companies and at the banking for financing oil production. They don't, you know, that just, you saw that with Jamie Dimon response saying that, you know, suppressing financing for oil exploration is the road to hell, is what he said. He was very blunt about it. And I tell you right now, that's truthful. We need oil. We need natural gas. Yes, I have no problem with going to clean energy, but that's on the margins at this point. We don't want necessarily clean energy. We want clean energy that's acceptable. Because if we really want clean energy, we would use nuclear. That's very clean. But we don't. We don't want that. We want wind and solar. No, that's not going to cut it, people. It's just not going to cut it. So we're going to have a supply crunch, and the price is going to go back up. We're headed into a break. Justin and I are happy to play your recorded voicemail question, but we love taking live calls, live. Our number never changes. It never closes. The number is 888-99-CHART.
You are listening to Invest Talk. Every Friday on the program and the podcast, Steve Peasley shares highlights from the newest edition of the KPP Premium Newsletter. Listen Fridays to Invest Talk. And now, Steve and Justin welcome your calls and questions. 888-99-CHART.
888-992-4278. We're going to go talk to Glenn in Castro Valley, listening to us on KDOW. Hi, Glenn. Hi, Glenn.
Hey, Steve. Hey, I think I can help you out with some information for that caller that was interested in the I-bonds.
Sure. Great. Thank you. Go ahead.
So can I tell you how this works?
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. So the basic rule, and you already mentioned it, is $10,000 per person, which would be $20,000 for a married couple. Okay. And then you can make additional purchases. My wife and I did $90,000 this year. And the way you do that is if you're a single person, you can do your trust. Uh-huh. And then you can buy each other, husband and wife can buy gifts that are like future gifts that earn that 9.62% rate now.
Gifts
and
to yourself?
They're just like gifts waiting to be given. Uh-huh. And you can only give one gift of $10,000 per year. So you'd buy future gifts like 2023, 24, 25 gifts for each other. So you could buy hundreds of thousands of these if that's what you want to do. It's just that you have to give them as gifts over a period of years.
When you say gifts to other parties besides you and your wife?
Well, you can do gifts to your children or anybody else, but remember that the gift is a gift. It's registered in someone else's name as a gift, so you have to really like those people, right?
Okay, like your children. Yeah, right.
Children, okay. You could do children, and those are wonderful gifts because they have they can be used for college education, and they're tax-free if you do.
Right. Now, are you buying it through Treasury Direct? How are you buying them?
Treasury Direct. It's a little complicated, all the things I'm telling you, but they do have instructions how to do any of the things that I mentioned.
Okay. Appreciate the call. Thank you for the information, Glenn. That was really helpful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah, years ago I bought some bonds through Treasury Direct, so my memory is a little sketchy, and Glenn helped us out with more details. That's great. Thank you, Glenn, very, very, very much. So you can get my bonds. 888-99-CHART, 888-992-4278. Okay, we've had some interesting economic statistics out today. Core capital goods orders for August up 1.3%. It was up 0.7% in July. It went up, almost doubled. Isn't that interesting? August new home sales went up to 685,000, this is for August, from 532,000. They expected to be 500, I'm sorry. And it was 532, they expected it to go down, and it went up sharply to 685. September, we're at the end of September. This is September consumer confidence number went up to 108 from 103.6. So, now, there are negative numbers and negative things happening, but, for moving into recession, these are not recessionary numbers. Not yet. But you would think they would be with the interest rates going so high, especially for new home construction. Maybe people are trying to get in before they go higher. That's very, very possible. But the core capital goods manager is what surprised me. Surprised me a lot. Almost doubled core capital goods, meaning, you know, manufacturers getting some things to make more things, you know, equipment and spending on things that are long term. So that means they have confidence. Generally, that's what it's supposed to mean. So all those are very interesting. So when people take time to leave an InvestTalk podcast review on iTunes, we'd like to thank them for their courtesy and by getting to their questions quickly. So here's from, Uenaga, but he wants to talk about Verizon. I have a query about the stock Verizon. It has been in a downtrend recently. Do you think it's a good buy as a dividend stock? If yes, what would be a good entry point? I like Verizon a lot at this price. At this price, I mean, okay, do you know what the dividend yield is? Everybody should know what AT&T and Verizon's dividend yields are. Verizon is 6.7%. Do they grow? No. They're not growing. They're not growing their sales. Not shrinking. It's flat. Okay? And they could shrink, but I'm just saying they pay 6.7% and their P.E. ratio is 7. Okay? With that kind of valuation, and they have a return on equity 30%, it's just very difficult not to want to own that as a dividend-paying stock in your portfolio. Verizon, VZ is the symbol. We're all watching the financial news, and inflation anxiety plays a part in everyone's day-to-day calculations. So, as we go to break, here's my trivia question. Can you name 5 steps you can take to help cope with rising prices and higher interest rates? I'll give you the answer right after the break. My InvestTalk phone number is always the same, and it's open, 888-99-CHART.
Now is a good time to call InvestTalk.
I had a question about the stock LRLC.
What's your question? 888-99-CHART.
These days, every new potential hire can feel like a high-stakes wager for your small business. You want to be 100% certain that you have access to the best qualified candidates available. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs helps find the right people for your team faster and for free. It's easy to create a free job post on LinkedIn Jobs. To spread the word that you are hiring, add your job and the purple hashtag hiring frame to your LinkedIn profile. And with LinkedIn Jobs, simple tools like screening questions make it effortless to focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience, so you can quickly prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. This is why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number 1 for delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. Listen, you want to finish the year strong, and adding the right team member, the right hire, might help you do that. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the qualified candidates you want to talk with faster. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/invest. That's linkedin.com/invest to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
You are listening to InvestTalk. We've seen the markets go up, then down, sideways and around. It's called volatility. And if you're a serious investor, you'll have finance and investment questions for Steve Peasley. He's here now taking your calls live. Invest Talk, 888-99-CHART.
Okay, before the break, I gave you my trivia question. Can you name 5 steps you can take to help cope with rising prices and higher interest rates? So what changes can you make to help cope with this? You know, we all know there's higher prices. Have you seen the price of butter lately? Prices are going up. So here's five things you can do. Determine your personal inflation rate. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, if you're younger, you buy vastly different things on a routine basis than when you're older on a routine basis. So figure out what your personal inflation rate, what things go up in price that you have to deal with. Like if you, for instance, an older person doesn't go to Starbucks nearly as much or eat out as much as a younger person. Don't. Avoid avoid lifestyle creep. That means don't continue to spend more and more and more money because you want to pretend you're wealthy when you're not. Don't all of a sudden I'm going to buy designer clothes when you weren't buying them before. Things like that. That's lifestyle creep. Taking more expensive vacations. You know, that kind of thing. Use only one credit card. Why? Why one credit card? Because you can keep track of what you're spending. You use several, and all of a sudden you're not sure what you're spending on which card and how much money you actually spent. Keep track. Keep close eye on that stuff. Have a mix of stocks, bonds, and cash. The cash is getting ready is for investing for future, investing into future opportunities that are going to come, and we have some now. So that's what the cash is for. And, of course, you always have emergency funds. You should always have an emergency fund. But you should have a combination of things. Okay? And finally, work with a financial advisor. You don't have to work with us. We would love you to work with us. We want to work with you. But find someone you trust, you feel comfortable with, and help him advise you, because there's so much out there. There's so many things that you can be trapped in, you can get pushed to, you know, things you don't want to get, you can't get out of. You know, so you got to be real careful. And always when you get an financial advisor, make sure you understand how he or she gets paid. Because they get paid, you know, those who push annuities and insurance products get paid a huge commission to push those things onto you. Not saying they're bad things, but just understand how the financial advisor gets paid. So those are the five things, guys. Let's pivot back to InvestTalk Voice Bank for a question that came in earlier. Our number never changes, 888-99-CHART.
Hi, my name is Lily. I'm from Big Bear, California. I just have a question about DraftKings stock. It's a sports betting stock, DKNG, about 3% of my portfolio. Wondering your thoughts or comments about it, or if it's a good stock to buy right now. Thank you.
Okay, DraftKings, pretty popular. DKNJ is a symbol, operates an online sports platform that enables users to play fantasy games and win cash prizes. Notice they don't talk about it being gambling. You can win cash prizes by playing these sports fantasy games. They don't make money, never made money, not going to make money this year, not going to make money next year. They're going to lose $1.89 next year. They're going to lose $2.73 this year. Sales are increasing. This is a typical growth stock that was at $60 a share, and today it's at $15. And it got crushed. It got as low as close to $10. Now it's coming back up. It went up to $20, now back down to $15. So it's a high-risk, high-growth play. There's nothing wrong with it. If they continue that sales growth, they'll probably do well eventually. But, you know, you're taking your risk. Remember, growth stocks are very, very difficult in a rising interest rate environment, and that's where we are. And this is a typical, very high-growth stock. You know, with the days of valuating stuff that makes no money at $60 a share are gone, right? And that's what drafting, $60 a share, they were lost. When it was at $60 a share, that was in 2020, and 2020-21, they lost $4.03 a share, $3.78 a share. So their losses are going down, but they're still losing money. But, you know, 3% of your portfolio, that's fine. You know, you don't have to get out of it, but you're going to have to ride the volatility. There's a lot of volatility. Let's make it two calls in a row, so let's grab the question from a listener in Wisconsin.
Hello, this is Dan from Wisconsin. I would like to know your opinion on Cigna Healthcare, CI. Thank you very much. Bye.
Okay, CI, Cigna Corporation, provides managed healthcare services through HMO, PPO, POS, and indemnity plans to over 30 million, no, only 3 million customers, 3 million customers. They're going to make $22.99 this year. They're going to make $25.33 next year, and it's a $277 stock. So what's that, about 11, 12 P.E.? The range is 7 to 20, so that's not at its lowest. It's kind of middle-ish. It's a good company, but they don't pay much in a dividend, 1.6%. Sales growth is between 5 and 10% the last four quarters, sales growth per quarter. Return on equity is 14%, which is pretty decent. They have some debt. I mean, it's done well. It's anti-cyclical because of where they are. Everybody needs health care no matter what. So from that point of view, I wouldn't be a buyer of it because I think it's, you know, it's going to be tough for it to go higher. And they don't pay a high enough dividend for me to really like it, 1.6%. And you're going to make $25.33 a share? Seems like you could pay more than that, but they're not. So it's not for me at this stage. I'd like to see it, you know, down in the 180 area. Then I'd be a real interested player in this stock. That's Cigna, CI. 888-99-CHART, 888-992-4278. Summer's over, everybody. The autumn holidays will be coming up fast. I've been noticing. I put out Halloween decorations already in my house. Okay, so we know. I know when I do that, it's on us, right? So I noticed at Costco they got rows and rows of Christmas gifts already out for sale, besides our Halloween stuff. Anyways, we know it's out. So this volatility is still existing even in this environment. Even coming out of the summer, we're still going to have volatility. It's not going away anytime soon. So you may need some help dealing with it. And we at KPP Financial want to help you. Justin, Klein, and I are the owners, and we want to help you with that. We are based in Irvine, California, which is in Orange County in Southern California between L.A. and San Diego County. And I'll remind you that at KPP Financial, we operate with a philosophy of independent thinking, and we provide unbiased guidance as well as parallel investing, meaning we buy the same things for ourselves as we do for our clients. I encourage you to take advantage of our offer, free portfolio review, with no commitments of any kind, just to let us help you. Let us take a look. You can do it via telephone, Skype, go to meetings. Send us a message through investtalk.com or call KPP Financial in Irvine, California. And I think after speaking with Justin or myself or one of the other, well, there's only me, Justin, and Jason as the three money managers in the office that talks to people, besides the other staff that not front office facing. But you'll find out within 10 minutes what we're a bit different, really are. And we just like the opportunity to talk to you. And make sure you're taking the risk that it's appropriate for you and that you're comfortable with what you're doing. Maybe you're uncomfortable with it. Maybe you're worried about the market. You shouldn't be too worried about the market. You shouldn't be a worry. I'm not worried, but I'm comfortable with the market. I know what's going to happen. I kind of know how it works. I'm very comfortable. I understand the inner workings. Do you? And do you need help? Be happy to do that. Let us help you. We want to help you, so let us do it. The sooner you do it, the better. Okay, Jeff Bezos, you know, he started a company. He backed a real estate company, and this company is still on a buying spree for single-family home units. Still buying them. It's arrived homes. So they buy single-family units, and they rent them out. It's basically a platform for you. He set up the platform. His company sets up the platform for you to buy shares in a single family home or more than one. And it's like, you know, you can put down $100, you can put in $10,000, and you own that piece of that property. And therefore, you own income, that piece of that property. So, you know, if you want to get into the real estate market, this is another way to do it. I don't know if I'd be buying properties here right this minute because, it, you know, prices are coming down, but they're still doing it. So might be something you'd be interested in. It's up to you. Okay? Let's talk about Social Security in just a real quick second. Social Security is slowly running out of money. Do you know, I can't remember in my entire history of investing, which is over, what, 50 years, I can't remember when Social Security wasn't running out of money. It's always running out of money because the way they structure it. They also keep allowing more and more people to collect Social Security that weren't designed initially how it was set up. Be that as it may, they're going to run out of money by 2035. The last time they were really in a crunch, and they'll do it again, they raised the age of when you can collect Social Security, when you can start collecting it. So what, is 67 years old now when it was 65? They should raise that rate age. Actually, it should be higher than that. When it was first developed in the 1930s, the average person did not live till 65 years old. You did not. That wasn't the average age. Now the average age is 77. So if you use the same parameters where most people died before they reached the age of 65, your Social Security benefit shouldn't start till after you're 75, 78 years old. Because you're going to live into your 80s and 90s now. That's why it's running out of money. People are living a lot longer than they expected. So, just so you know. Okay, we're going to play another listener question, so hang on.
Of all the finance and investing podcasts and all the downloads in all the world, you've discovered InvestTalk.
At this time, do you think it would be better to keep it in this bond or move it to cash?
Looks like the sector is down today, so just thinking about, you know, potentially buying the dip.
And since InvestTalk hosts Steve Peasley and Justin Klein are committed to answering your questions with their unique blend of expert insight and unbiased guidance, you've got to ask yourself one question. Why haven't you called InvestTalk?
Hey, it's James from Australia. I'm loving the podcast.
You know you listen. You know you should call. You know you want to call.
So I was wondering the best options for long-term growth.
You'll get a reliable answer and the same positive feeling that tens of thousands of InvestTalk callers have already experienced.
Thank you so much. I love the show.
Don't forget to call InvestTalk. 888-99-CHART.
Hey, Steve and Justin. This is Mary in North Carolina. I was wondering what y'all think about Coinbase at this valuation. Ticker symbol COIN. Thanks a lot. Listen to it on the pod.
I'm not caring for it at all. This is COIN, Coinbase Global Inc., develops platform to invest in and use crypto assets for retail users, institutions, and ecosystem partners. Okay, they've lost money every year they've been in existence. They're going to lose $11.56 this year. Last year, actually, I take that back. Last year, they made $17 a share. This year, they're going to lose $11.56. Next year, lose $5.67. They were growing last year 400 or 500%. This year, the last two quarters, they shrank 35%, and most recent quarter, 64%. I don't like it because there's really no way to evaluate this kind of investment. I don't know how to evaluate it. Do I think cryptocurrency is going to disappear? No. I think that just most cryptocurrencies will disappear. But there will be some big winners that survive. But this thing ain't worth $63.50 a share, $63.05 a share, $63 for losing $11.56 this year and then $5. No. It was trading at $350 a share. See, this is all hype. Another growth stock that very scary to me. I wouldn't invest in it. I'm not going to invest in it. I would probably never invest in any cryptocurrencies until they get some strict rules and regulations on how they function, how they exist. You know, I'm just not comfortable with it. This is Invest Talk. I'm Steve Peasley, everybody. Of course, we have only one goal here: to help you achieve financial freedom. We've talked about financial freedom for some time. The ability for you to stop working whenever you want to. Don't have to stop, but have the ability to make that decision. So give me a call, 888-99-CHART.
InvestTalk is all about above-average investing for the average investor.
And the question is, during a market downturn, do dividends stay fairly steady?
I wanted to see if you thought that was a safer place to park the money for long term.
My question has to do with insuring residential rental properties.
Just kind of wondering if this stock is a value trap.
What's your question? You're the best person to ask it. 888-99-CHART.
It is constantly changing, and you've got to be ready to react. You'll have questions. Steve and Justin have answers. So listen live or download the free InvestTalk podcasts. The InvestTalk Anytime listener line never closes. 888-99-CHART.
Hi, Alex here from the UK. Thank you so much for all you do, and it's a great show. Listen every week. I've got a question about getting into real estate. I've listened to your advice and moved into energy and industrials, and they're doing me pretty well in the current environment. I was looking at Extra Space Storage, EXR, or Equity Lifestyle Properties, ELS. I figure in the environment, people are still going to store things and people are still going to go on cheaper holidays. What are your thoughts on these two stocks, and would you see an entry point for either of these? Thanks a lot. Look forward to your answer on the show.
Okay, those are two pretty good ways to get involved in real estate. I like the Extra Space Storage better, to be honest, EXR. It's a REIT, Real Estate Investment Trust, that owns, operates, and develops self-storage facilities in 41 states, Washington, D.C., and Puerto Rico. I like them because they're kind of anti-cyclical, because you know storage in downturns needs seem to go up. When economic downturns, storage needs go up. So anyways, they make a good money. They've always made money. They're going to make $8.21 a share this year, $8.84. They have consistently increased their earnings every year forever, and that's one of the reasons why they're not cheap. Pays a 3.6% dividend. PE right now is 21. I would like to see it's $166.97. It has strong support about 155, 160. Okay, so it's near that strong support. And I like it. I like it a lot. They don't ever, they're growing 20, 25% sales every quarter for the last four quarters. So that might slow down, might not, I don't know, but it's always been a pretty strong company. And storage units, you're going to have to pay up for them. I mean, this very rarely gets below 15 PE. It just doesn't. 20 PE is about where you're going to, between 15 and 20 is where you have to pick it up. So this might be a good place to pick it up and just ride it, just hold it. Don't, even if it goes down, don't worry about it, because it's a long-term hold. Okay, Roth IRA contributions and income limits. Okay, now, first of all, when you contribute to a Roth IRA, it has to be through earned income only. You can't. You got to earn the money to put into a Roth. You can't, like, do it any other way. Okay, there are exceptions, you know, but we won't get into those. You can put in $6,000 a year in a Roth. Okay, and when you turn 50, there's a catch-up provision where you can pay an extra $1,000, so you can do $7,000 after the age 50 and above. There's income limits. Limits, if you're single, you can't make more than $144,000 a year. If you're married, you can't make over $214,000. If you do, you can't contribute to a Roth IRA. Okay? I think there's confusion in this. On this, you can withdraw your contribution amounts anytime you want to. You don't have to wait till you retire. You can put it in today and take it out next year. But you can't withdraw the earnings from those contributions until retirement age. Okay, so they make a difference of those. That's different than a regular IRA. Okay. And remember, you can take all your money out of either one of these, but if you do it wrong, you're going to have to pay penalty and taxes, okay, especially on a regular IRA, regular 401k. So just be careful. Just know the rules, that's all. It's not hard. Just know the rules, okay? Roth IRA versus, regular IRAs. And, of course, you can do a backdoor contribution, meaning you could switch your regular IRA to a Roth IRA, but you're going to have to pay taxes. Talk to your accountant before you do any of that kind of tricky stuff, okay? Just be careful. Just understand what you're doing. That's all. That's all I'm asking. That's it. Okay, everybody, I'm Steve Peasley, and this completes another InvestTalk program. Jessica and I thank you for listening, and we encourage you to tell your friends and family members about our free podcast. You can download it for free, all of them. You get it at any time at iTunes, Google Play, and Spotify. And if you do get it from iTunes, please rate us. We would love a rating. Your positive ratings helps our profile. We appreciate that. And remember, if you do that, you can ask a quick question, and we'll answer it very fast. Okay, so please do that. Independent thinking, share success. This is InvestTalk. Good night, everybody.
InvestTalk is a trademark of KPP Financial. Because of the nature of the interactive dialogue inherent in the format of this program, it's important for the listener to understand that not all comments made will apply to them. Specifically, nothing said shall be taken to be investment advice, or shall statements on this program be considered an offer to buy or sell security. Because such advice is rendered solely on an individual basis and at times will require that the investor review a prospectus before investing. InvestTalk is a copyrighted program of Klein, Pavlis, and Peasley Financial, a registered investment advisor firm, which retains all rights. For more information regarding KPP's investment advisors, call 1-800-557-5461. Steve Peasley is president, and Justin Klein is chief executive officer of Klein, Pavlis, and Peasley Financial. Thank you for listening, and your comments and questions are welcome on our 24-hour listener line at 888-99-CHART.